The DA and the EFF are in the Western Cape High Court trying to stop the 0.5 VAT increase set for May 1st. Advocate Michael Bishop, representing the DA, says the party is challenging how Parliament handled the decision on the VAT increase and the budget process.
So I agree with you that there's a problem here, that the process, that the first point where Parliament decides on the appropriateness of the VAT increase is when they vote on the fiscal framework. But that doesn't affect the announcement. It's also possible under Section 7.4, the Minister could have said the announcement would come into effect on the 1st of April, before Parliament even had an opportunity to vote on the fiscal framework. So I don't see these as problems with my case, m'lady. I see these as reasons why Section 7.4 is problematic.
Advocate Thembeka Ngqayitobi was arguing for the EFF and said the 0.5 VAT increase will exacerbate inequality in this country.
And this is in a country which already on the Gini coefficient is the most unequal in the world. So it's therefore clear on the facts that the 0.5% percentage increase is a regressive measure. It exacerbates inequality. It is therefore in breach of Section 9 of the Constitution. You would therefore expect to find a substantive justification in the answering papers. The problem is that the answering affidavit of Parliament avoids the topic altogether. In fact, it says this is not the issue before court. It's not clear how they could have come to that conclusion in the light of the EFF intervention that squarely raises the problem. And then you think, well, maybe the minister will give a substantive justification based on the equality concerns. But you also find that the minister does not, in fact, justify the 0.5% other than by saying we need additional revenue.
DA spokesperson Karabo Kakao said people want the VAT increase because they don't want to cut government irregular and wasteful expenditure. She was speaking outside the High Court on Tuesday morning.
And South Africans and the Democratic Alliance are saying no, we will not have this happen, not under our watch. Now technically there are two parts to this thing. Today's case is on the immediate interdict and on the process that was followed by Parliament that was flawed.
The EFF's Treasurer General, Umphile Maundwe, says government should tax people who inherited wealth from the apartheid era instead of raising VAT. She says this would bring in more money for the country.
The minister says he's short of 28 billion rands on his budget. That's why he's increasing the VAT. But VAT will not give him 28 billion. It will give him 13.5 billion. So he'll still be short. But you are saying to him, actually, you don't even need that. One, you need to tax the rich. The corporate tax was at some point 29%. It was dropped down to 27%. We're asking him, take it up. Take it up back to 29%. It's not true that these companies are not making money. They are making money. The issue is illicit financial flows. It's underreporting of the profits, and. We've now given more money to SARS. So SARS should be able to go and get that money. By the way, SARS says that 800 billion rands that is out there that they can collect. So even if SARS was to get just 10% of that, that will solve the minister's problem. So the problem is not that there are no other avenues. The problem is the minister is scared to touch the rich. That's one point.
Treasury confirmed the VAT increase will go ahead on May 1st, despite other parties in Parliament pushing for alternatives. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.